Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And with us, it's Carl Perkins, by the way, on that song. That's not Elvis. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Rich is the publisher, the writer, the editor-in-chief, and also the copy editor at Mullings.com. He has a director of standards and practices, though, that watches over him. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, folks, I mentioned earlier in the hour what the great American that Rich is for the work that he does. Can I tell him what you just told me?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
He's been asked by the State Department to go to Iraq and help them, the fledgling government over there, help the stakeholders do some things to help educate themselves about how things should work. And thank God they're sending you and not Harry Reid, Rich. So safe travels. God bless you for that work. And you're going to come back and give us a report on the way back, right?
I will do.
Okay, so this is the lightning round, Rich. You know how this works. And this is under my list of things I don't understand.
Shoot.
Okay, after...
Probably not allowed to say that anymore.
After the... And I'm going to... This is part of this is from the Wayback Machine. After... committing unprecedented debate moderator rebuttal interference on Romney in the second debate with Obama, why isn't Candy Crowley doing the 5 a.m. weekday ag report in Duluth?
Because she works for CNN, and CNN is a subset of Turner Communications. Ted Turner is a board member of Time Warner, and Time Warner's headquarters is in Midtown, New York, and they thought that was swell.
Chris Wallace had done the same thing with the interference of Obama, would he be doing the 5 a.m. ag report in Duluth?
No, because he works for Fox, and they would have thought that was swell.
So we're all basically the fix is in. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the fix is in, but we've become pretty sophisticated consumers of news,
yeah.
Americans. So I think we get that joke.
Okay, all right. So all right, here's one I think you'll appreciate. Why isn't this is in the list of things I don't understand? Why isn't President Obama being held to the same standard in the nightmare of the Sandy victims who are still going on right now as Bush was for Katrina?
That is a wonderful question, and I do not have an answer.
There are people living in tents right now.
And it was down to 15 degrees the other day.
Yeah.
And people have not had heat since October. And we're not talking about 5 days. Where the power.
He hasn't mentioned them since he made his tour with the governor of New Jersey and got 25-point bump for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the answer is he got reelected and he doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
And the press corps is perfectly happy to give him a pass on.
Can we say the fix is in again?
Oh, the fix is absolutely in.
Because the media is not going to hold him accountable, are they?
No, absolutely not. And it's I don't know what the racial makeup is of Staten Island. I suspect it's pretty overwhelmingly white, and the 9th district, the 9th ward in Louisiana was overwhelmingly black. And they may have something to do with the coverage and the way people.
It's amazing. I mean, the thing is Obama's not being held accountable now, 4 months afterwards, or 3 months afterwards, and Katrina was 6 or 7 years ago, and Bush is still being held accountable.
Yeah, they're still running.
They're still talking about him like he's some kind of subhuman or something.
Exactly.
Even though the mayor of New New Orleans just now got indicted. Okay, here's another one.
I have to tell you, I was in Baton Rouge. In the command trailer for FEMA right after that storm, and I told the federal Protective Service who guarded the trailer that I wanted a rule installed that no one may have a loaded weapon coming into the trailer, and they said why? I said because the police chief is going to come in here and he's nuts, and I don't want him shooting the place up. And they did; they took his guns away.
Wow. Okay, here's another one. In what parallel universe is it acceptable for the president of the United States of America to use the word collectivism in an inaugural address unless he's cursing Russia or Cuba?
There is no. And that address made FDR sound like he was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And even...
Collectivism, even the, Rich. He used that word.
Even the mainstream press felt that it was a call to liberal, you know, liberal activism. And then, they, like everything else, it just went away after a day and a half, and they're on to something else.
Is there anything on your list you'd like to get off your chest before we go?
Well, a lot. I mean, it's I think that we have to stop kind of wringing our hands and whining about how bad things are, and conservatives and moderates in America have to sort of get themselves back together and say, this isn't going the right. I mean, this gun control debate.
Yeah.
That's a good example. They don't call it gun control here in Washington. It's a campaign against gun violence.
Yeah, gun violence.
So they're just changing the language.
Yeah. That's something we'll need to talk about next time, too. Hey, thanks, Rich. I feel better. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Okay, pal.
Safe travels. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back another day, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.